USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Protesters are marching once again. Not only are they protesting the death of George Floyd, another black man, 27-year-old Rashard Brooks, was fatally shot by a white Atlanta police officer on Friday. Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker tells CBS's Face the Nation.
I was a mayor of New Jersey's largest city with a police department. If one of my officers shot someone in the back while they were fleeing with a non-deadly weapon, that is unjust use of force and unacceptable to community standards.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best tells CBS's Face the Nation things must change.
We're going to change in policing. We have to. It has to be a movement that involves everybody. We need to reimagine and refigure out, if you will, how we're going to move forward as a country.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In the aftermath of the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis and the killing of Rashard Brooks in Atlanta, there's pressure and movement for different police procedures. Vice President Mike Pence talked about that in an interview with CBS News.
We're not going to defund the police. I mean, quite the contrary. I think what the president and I have in mind is action that would better equip police departments around the country with guidance and with training resources that will make sure that what happened in Minneapolis never happens again.
Also, a carjacking suspect was shot dead by police in Kansas City, Missouri.
Emergency services were rendered to that suspect. That suspect is deceased.
Missouri Highway Patrol spokesman Andy Bell says the suspect had a weapon and he pointed it at the officer during a foot chase. An investigation is underway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A member of a legendary country music family has been killed. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
Police in Tennessee say the single vehicle crash on Saturday night led to the death of the daughter of country singer Hank Williams Jr., who was also the granddaughter of country legend Hank Williams. They say 27-year-old Catherine Williams Dunning was driving south on Highway 79 in Henry County, west of Nashville, when the vehicle crossed the median and started rolling. Her husband was also in the vehicle. He was injured in the crash and had to be airlifted to a hospital. There's no word on his current condition.
Brazil has become the indisputable center as the world's second highest nation, with the number of deaths from COVID-19 at almost 42,000. USA's John Clemens reports.
Brazil's Ministry of Health reports the cumulative total of over 828,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, with almost 26,000 new infections, with another 909 people losing their lives, second only to the United States. Dr. Mike Ryan of the World Health Organization says Brazil's healthcare system was standing up to the pressure.
The system, as such, from the data we see, is not overwhelmed, but certainly in certain parts of Brazil, there's a significant pressure on the intensive care unit bed occupancy. And again, we commend the brave frontline health workers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.